And now, the UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. Online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
The war in the Middle East continues. David Miliband has a warning about Syria this morning. Adam, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You may remember David Miliband, not Ed Miliband, the former Labour Party leader in the UK, but the former Foreign Secretary, and he went off to be Chief Executive of the International Rescue Committee, which is a wonderful title, isn't it? But anyway, he has warned us today that the situation in Syria, as he puts it, remains a full-scale humanitarian disaster. He says there's no sign of improvement for civilians 7 years on. He says hundreds of thousands of people are stranded or trapped, and many are starving, some are under fire. And he accuses the Syrian government of restarting the bombing of civilian areas. There's that thing, isn't there, that the Islamic State's been defeated or nearly defeated and so forth. But he absolutely is telling us it's not the end of it. And he also says, you know, the international community mustn't look the other way. I wonder if it just has been doing exactly that for 7 years.
I've seen the Priceless Bayeux Tapestry. How the hell would you move it?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because it's kept in a special sort of glass chamber. It has to be kept at the right humidity and the right temperature, because being 1,000 years old, or very nearly, and fabric, it could fall apart. I mean, I've got shirts that are a year old that fall apart, for goodness sake, but Britain is going to get it. The French will tell us tomorrow that, yes, we can borrow the Bayeux Tapestry, although arguably it was made in the UK in the first place. I mean, obviously it celebrates the French invasion of England in 1066 and the whole political preamble. I have to say, you've seen it, Steve, have you?
Yes, I have.
I think it's just fabulous.
Oh,
and
unbelievable.
You can skate along it and think, oh, yeah, that's that. And then go back and have another look and notice all the wonderful battles, the horses, the farms, the really violent bits. There are one or two sexy bits as well, which obviously school children never get to see. They're moved along hurriedly. But for the first time in 950 years, the Bayeux Tapestry, it is said, is going to come to the UK if they can work out how to get it here. And, of course, that is a bit of an if, you're right.
Now, what if it does come, and anyone listening to us thinking you're going to the UK, will let you know where it's going to be exhibited. Adam, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Steve.